We continue our learning. We are in Rosh Hashanah Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled. Now, in Maseches Tanis, in the second parak, we're going to learn that there were certain taniyot that were decreed on the people, beginning first with Talmidei Chachamim, and then on the people, when there was a drought in Israel. So it's supposed to, we begin asking for rain on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan in Israel. So if after some time it's not raining, so the Taniyos begin, and the Mishnah there says, and I quote, Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev, V'lo Yordu Geshamim, if Rosh Chodesh Kislev has arrived, based in that 3 weeks after we would expect it to start raining, after we start V'sein Talmud Tovracha, based in goes in Shalosh Taniyos, so Beis Din decrees 3 fast days on the Tzibur, on Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And then the Mishnah says, what if Avru Eilu V'lonanu? So those, that Monday, Thursday, Monday pass, and it still hasn't rained. Beis Din goes in Shalosh Taniyos Acheros Al HaTzibur. There's another decree of Taniyos on Monday, Thursday, Monday. And what if those days passed? So then another 7. Altogether, 13 Taniyos Al HaTzibur. Now, earlier than that, the Talmidei Chachamim are fasted, but on the Tzibur, on Am Yisrael in general, there are going to be 13 fasts. So these last 7 taniyos are more severe, more strict than the early ones, because on the later taniyos, the last 7 fast days, on Monday, Thursday, Monday, etc., they were, the Mishnah there says, Shebe'elu Masriyin, they would blow the shofar during the time of Tefillah. The Mishnah there says, on the third parak, Al Kol Tzara, Shelo Tavar La Tzibur Masriyin Aleha, on any Tzara that we hope it never comes on the Tzibur, we blow the shofar, which means that we fast and we blow the shofar. So after we learned in the previous Mishnah that in Rosh Hashanah they would blow the shofar of Ya'el using the shofar, the straight shofar of the ibex, which was the opinion of the Chachamim at least, our Mishnah is coming to teach us that on Taniyos, even the Chachamim agree we use a shofar of an aisle, of a rim, which is kafuf, to remind ourselves that on a fast day, we have to bend our heads, we stand in submission to Hashem with our heads and our hearts, so Hashem has compassion upon us. Of course, the halacha is that we would use a shofar of an aisle even for Rosh Hashanah, like Rabbi Yehuda, but what the Mishnah is teaching us is even according to the Chachamim, who the author of the previous Mishnah, they would agree that although in Rosh Hashanah we use a Ya'el, on Tanis Tzibur we use that of an aisle. So here the Mishnah says, Bataniyos, on the Tanos Tzibur, where we blow the shofar, those last 7 of the 13, Bishel Zecharim Kefufin, we're supposed to blow, even according to the Chachamim, we're supposed to blow the shofars of an aisle, which are bent, as we explained, Upien, symbolic of submission, Upien Mitzupa Kesef. So the mouthpiece of these in the Beis HaMikdash were not covered in gold, as opposed to the Rosh Hashanah, which we said for there is the Simcha, it's covered Yom Tov, it's covered in gold. These, which we use in the Taniyos at a time of Tzaras HaTzibur, so they're covered in silver. That's true in general. When it comes to the Chatzotros, as we blow as well, which were the Mikro Heidot that gathered people together, and also at times of trouble, we blow the Chatzotros, those are also silver. Uste Chatzotros Ba'ems, and the Beis HaMikdash on Taniyos, where they would blow the Chatzotros, we'd have them, the chatzotzos, in the middle, and on the right, on the left, we'd have a shofar. Shofar Mikatsa, whatever is the theme of that day, is in the middle. So when it came to Rosh Hashanah, the shofar was in the middle. When it comes to Tanis Tzibur, the chatzotros, which we have 2 of them, the trumpets are in the middle. The shofars are on the outside. Shofar Mikatsa v'chatzotros maricho. So here it's just the opposite. On a Tanis Tzibur, it's the shofar that's the shorter blast, and the chatzotros continue, they extend after the shofros stopped. Shemitzvah sayom ha-chatzotros, because today, on a Tanis Tzibur, when we blow on those 7 in the Beis HaMikdash, on those last 7 of the 13 fast days, so we blow the mitzvah is not to blow shofar as much as to blow chatzotzos, as the pasuk says in Bamir Yurid in Parshas Palos Chav v'chisavo milchama ba'artzechem al atzar hatzorer eschem v'hareosem v'chatzotzos. So that is the mitzvah specifically using chatzotzos. Therefore, those are going to extend, and those are in the middle. Perek Gimel Mishnah. The Torah says in Parshas Bahar that we count, that we have a mitzvah to count Sheva Shabbosot Shavasavartolacha Sheva Sheva Shabbosos Shonim Sheva Shonim Sheva Pamim. And Vahayu Lecha Yimei Sheva Shabbosos Hashlim Teshav Rabim Shana. So we count 7 times 7, that's 49 years. Then Vahavartar Shofar Teruah Bachodesh Hashri Be'asar LaChodesh. We mentioned this. This is the only time we have we speak about a shofar in the Chumash. When it comes to Yom Kippur of Yovel, the 10th day of Tishrei, every 50 years. Then we learn that since that's a shofar used then, so that's on Yom Kippur Yovel, all the mitzvos of the 7th month are the same, and therefore of Tishrei, and therefore Rosh Hashanah too. So on that day, we blow Vahavartar Shofar Teruah Bachodesh Hashri Be'asar LaChodesh B'Yom HaKippurim Ta'aviru Shofar B'chol Atzechem. It's on that Yom Kippur Yovel. It happens to be the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah derives from the fact that it says the shofar trua in the middle, which is the trua sound, and before that it has the word vahavarta, literally you shall pass, and afterwards it says ta'aviru, another word shall pass. So there's an understanding that the trua is the sound in the middle, and vahavarta that precedes it, and ta'aviru that follows it are really the pshutos, are really the tkia sounds. And then it says, V'kidashtem es shnas ha-chamishim shana, all introduction to our Mishnah, ukrosem deror ba'aretz l'chol yoshevea, yovel hi tiyeh lachem. And we know what happens in the yovel year, v'shavtem ish al achuzaso, v'ish al mishbachto tashuvu. So the mitzvah to blow shofar on Yom Kippur of the year of Yovel to announce a shichur avadim, that the slaves go free, and the lands return to the particular tribe from where they started. So when you sell a piece of land in Israel, you're really only selling it for a maximum of 49 years. And that the price of the land, of the house, whatever it may be, will depend on how long someone's going to be able to use that house. You sell it 2 years before Yovel, it's going to be a lot cheaper than if you sell it you sell it right after Yovel, when you have plenty of time. Says the Mishnah, Perek Gimel Mishnah, Hey, Shavah HaYovel Rosh Hashanah Latkiv LaBrachos. So that Yom Kippur of Yovel is like Rosh Hashanah of every year regarding the tkios, which means we're supposed to use, as the Chachamim hold, a Ya'el Pashut. You're supposed to use the shofar of the ibex, the straight one. Why? Because we learn from Vahavarta Shofar Truah B'Chodesh HaShvi'i that all of the truos of the 7th month should be the same. So the same way I learn that the word, what am I supposed to use? I use a shofar from, I learn that from Yom Kippur of Yovel, that I use a shofar, but of what animal should I use? So that we decided already when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, based on what Rosh Hashanah is about, and according to the Chachamim, I use the Ya'el because my Kavanah has to be straight up to Hashem in a very straight way, and there's more of Simcha, so that now teaches me about Yom Kippur of Yovel, that the shofar I should be using, when the Torah says shofar, it should be that of Ya'el. And others say, what does it mean, litkiya? It doesn't necessarily refer to the animal that I'm using, but rather the number of tkiya. So let's say, according to Midoraisa, you really need 9 kolos based on the psukim on Rosh Hashanah. 9 kolos translates then to really 30 kolos, since we're not sure what the sound of the, as we'll learn a little bit later, what the sound of the trua should be. Is it a shorter sound, what we call a trua? Is it a little bit of a longer sound, that groan, which is a shvarim? Or is it maybe a combination of both? So we have to cover ourselves, and that ends up, the 9 kolos end up being 30. So that's what we do on Yom Kippur of Yovel as well. We derive the laws of Yom Kippur of Yovel from Rosh Hashanah. Vila Brachos. Not only that, Yom Kippur of Yovel, we daven in Musaf the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros Psukim. 10 Psukim for Malchios, speaking about Hashem as the sovereign king, and 10 Psukim about Zichronos, Hashem remembering us, 10 Psukim about Shofros, and we know, as we'll learn later, so 3 Psukim from the, as was Machlokis, but the Halacha, what we do is 3 Psukim from Torah, followed by 3 Psukim from Ksuvim, followed by 3 Psukim from Navi, and followed by the 10th Pasuk, which is a 4th pasuk from Torah. That's the way it's set up. So that's what we're going to do in Yom Kippur of Yovel. In fact, the longest Shemona Esrei you could potentially have would be combining the Musaf Rosh Hashanah with all of the Al-Chaitz of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur of Yovel would have all of that in the Shemona Esrei. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Huda Omer, Barosh Hashanah Tokin Mishel Zecharim. So now our Mishnah tells us what we knew already, that no, Rosh Hashanah, we use the Zecharim, we use the Shofar of the Isle, which is Kafuf As we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the theme is really submission, even on Rosh Hashanah. Uve Yovel, but I do agree, says Rabbi Yehuda, that Yom Kippur of Yovel, since the Tkiah is not about submission, it's the beginning of the new year, and it's a time that we hope Hashem gives us atonement and judges us favorably. No, this is Yom Kippur. This is not even Yom Kippur every year. This is Yom Kippur once every 50 years. Why am I blowing shofar then? Why am I davening machlus tachanun shofars then? It's not about Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin. It's about shichur avadim. It's about announcing freedom, liberty. So if that's the case, I should be using a shofar, not of submission, but a shofar of yael, which is a shofar of the ibex, which is freedom. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that we would use a shofar. So everyone agrees shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel is that of a yael. The Yishalmi even says, Tiknu kafuf lekafuf upashut lepashut. What does that mean? So they decided that I should blow a shofar that's bent at a time that the heart is supposed to be bent, and a shofar that is straight at the time that the hearts are straight. Also, Yishalmi says another reason, Tiknu matsui lematsui v'she'eno matsui l'she'eno matsui. They made a takana, they instituted, you know, use the shofar that's common at a time that's common, and that which is not common for a time that's not common. What does that mean? Rosh Hashanah comes every year, so use the shofar of an aisle which seemed to be a lot more common, a lot more accessible to people. A Yom Kippur of Yovel happens once every 50 years, so then you'll use the shofar of the ibex, which is not so accessible to everybody. And Rambam holds that, as we've said, and this is the halacha, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, we use, we mention Rosh Hashanah. But the Rambam's of the opinion that not that Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur of Yovel, he holds you're going to use an aisle. So you have all these different opinions. According to this simple reading of the Mishnah, we would say, well, Rosh Hashanah, that's the machlokas. Right there, Rabbi Yehuda says, aisle, use a rim, and Chachamim say, use ya'el. But Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you're supposed to use the ya'el on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur of Yovel. And yet the halacha seems to follow, very strange, because no one seems to hold it. According to the Rambam, I'm even going to use Yom Kippur of Yovel, the shofar that is bent.